Hi, I'm Danae Alamano, and this is Living United.
And I'm Kev Jackson. Danae, your agency, I'm sure, in these very unusual times, is in the front and center of what's going on in the community.
Yes, it has been an interesting few days here. I don't think any of us last week would have thought this week would look the way it does. To kind of walk through what's happening, I mean, there's so many wonderful things happening in our community, people trying to help support each other, and United Way is trying to stay in our lane, too, and what we're supposed to support and how we're supposed to help the community. But over the weekend, step one was making sure that we had the food packs needed for the kids in our Backpack Buddies food pack program. There's over 150 kids in that program right now, so making sure, collaborating with the school district to make sure we could get all those out. The good news was we actually had the right amount in the school warehouse already, which just is its own blessing in itself. We didn't have to rally a bunch of people together and try to get the food here. So that was huge. And then the school warehouse was able to send home two food packs, which is for a weekend each day. So that's 8 days worth of food that the kids that we support get, on top of the schools doing a phenomenal job too, still offering breakfast and lunch to any child.
Okay. That's one thing, but I mean, you've got a number of agencies that you work with. All of them provide services, all of them trying to make their way through this new world we have to deal with.
Yep.
What's going on?
So the Backpack Buddies was the weekend, yes. And starting Monday, I spent time just calling agencies, you know, thinking of top priorities of the food shelf and our community table or our soup kitchen to the food bank and adult day services, Northwoods caregivers, you know, those food and the elderly, finding out what they were doing. And it became very apparent that, you know, a lot of people had they had good ideas or no idea what they were going to do. And I asked Ruth Sherman from Community Resource Connections if she'd like to host a call with me, with all of our partners, mine and hers, just to hear, you know, how are they continuing services? How are they supporting their staff? And how can we help? And out of that conversation, it was really inspiring but very sobering to be in this situation in itself. But, you know, we had anything from public health to HRDC to the Science Center on the call. And everyone's in a different place. Some are needing to swap out volunteers because their volunteers are over 60. You know, you think about the food shelf or the soup kitchen, most of their volunteers are elderly. So we're helping swap out the volunteers to needs of adult day services, usually having about 90 people they serve, now serving 15 to 20, and it's dependent for them on who walks in the door, how much funding they receive. So trying to keep her staff and keep moving and figuring out how to serve everybody. It's thinking outside the box, really. So, and then you have the Science Center, who's closing their doors completely in their busiest time of year with field trips and things. It's hitting everyone, just like the rest of the community as well. So United Way decided, you know, there's a few things that we can do to help. One is swapping out those volunteers for younger people. So if there are people that want to volunteer, please call us. And also, we decided to set up an emergency fund. So funds that would specifically go to access to food, emergency needs, and care for the most vulnerable or elderly in our community.
Okay. And how has that gone, and how can people help?
So in just 2 days, we have $50,000 in the emergency fund, which just says a lot about our community in itself. It started actually with our pastor, Kev, goes to the same church as me. I had a phone call with him and was sharing things happening, and they ended up giving quite a bit of funding through their benevolence fund to help us. And from there, First National Bank and Security Bank, Krauss Anderson, Paul Bunyan Communications, Sanford Health, all bopped in as well. And yesterday we just found out Nielsen Foundation is also giving us $20,000 as a starting point for this. So We're hopeful that this money can help sustain some of the programming that needs to stay in our community, food access in particular, and also help other agencies who are dropping fundraisers right now and losing funding because their doors aren't open.
Well, you know, we talk about the most vulnerable, and that mm-hmm. being primarily older people right. or compromised immune systems.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also, you know, we've got a homeless situation in this town.
We do.
You know, they expect, you know, they know where the services are, but if things are shut, how do people find out what's going on?
Yes. So today, I can't tell you that at this very moment it's up and running yet, but today we're working United Way is going to help Community Resource Connections update their website to have a link that will show all of the changes in services and times based on the phone call we had yesterday with all of our partners. So that is coming on Community Resource Connections website very, very soon. As soon as it does, you and I will both have it up on our websites. So
okay. Yep.
We're hopeful to have that done by the end of the day.
Okay. In the meantime, what is open
mm-hmm.
right now? And is there different hours of operation? Things like that.
So the big thing I can tell you based off of the call was that all agencies are requesting that consumers call ahead. So even for us internally, as a group, talked about, like, don't just refer somebody, call the agency and make sure you know what their hours are. So that's the first thing I'd say is you definitely need to do that. But places that needed places that are still, you know, Northern Dental Access remains open with appointments, but they want you to call first. Again, I just have to reiterate that. Support Within Reach, which is our sexual assault, they're still 24/7 going, operating. So is Community Resource Connections. The food shelf's shifting their hours. They're going to boxes, so you don't walk into the food shelf. You can pull up into their parking lot, and someone will put a box of food in your vehicle, but you will not be inside shopping. And they move to just Monday, Wednesday for now. They want to see how this goes next week before operating in a bigger way. A lot of the shelters are operating as normal because they're a shelter and they're an absolute basic need in our community, from Northwoods Battered Women's Shelter to Evergreen Shelter to Village of Hope. They're all still open and putting in different processes and procedures to make sure that people are cleanly, that they're not leaving, that they're social distancing from other people staying in the shelter, all of those things. The list goes on and on. The big thing we heard yesterday outside of just the uncertainty was either related to volunteers or funding, loss of funding. So that's where we thought we could make a difference.
You did mention a few of them, but who needs volunteers and what kind of volunteering is needed at this time?
Well, to know that it all has to be under 10 people coming together is also, which is why we want to vet it and why we ask that you call our office. But the food shelf is needing to swap out volunteers. So is the soup kitchen or community table. Northwoods Caregivers is, if you don't know what their agency does, they do respite care, but also they need volunteer drivers, younger ones, to help get their clients to doctor appointments, to the grocery stores, and maybe that's limited now to other people shopping for the people that were needing rides there. Different appointments that they normally have, they now need younger volunteers to step up and help get these people to their appointments.
Okay. What else is the United Way knowing right now or doing right now that we need to know about?
I think the big thing, we're really trying to stay in communication with everybody. We have our own annual fund that everyone usually applies right now to, and we're likely extending that. I don't know how long yet. I still need direction from my own board, but we're putting together this very small application for the emergency funds, asking simple questions as to what they would need it for and why, and just trying to field all the information coming in the office, from the changing in hours for our agencies to people wanting to help to directing people to the right service, and working really closely with Community Resource Connections so we're not duplicating what we're doing.
Have you heard from other United Ways and or the national United Way about what's going on elsewhere?
Yes. There's a lot happening. Actually, I have a call later today with the state of Minnesota. I'm on the board for the state of Minnesota, United Ways, and we are all going to be talking about how we're collaborating and what everybody's doing. There are other emergency funds that other agencies are, other United Ways are also doing. Some United Ways do so much of their own programming that they're really needing to focus in on that. So it varies just like our United Ways do, and what do our community partners need from us at this time.
It's weird times. I've never experienced anything like this before.
No one was trained in school or elsewhere on how to handle a pandemic, I don't think. So,
no.
No one I know, anyways. So it's a different time all around. But we're also trying to just make sure all the agencies are being safe. And, you know, you and I right now are practicing social distancing.
Yes.
And making sure others are doing the same, even with, you know, it's really hard when the food shelf needs to get food out the door. Vetting volunteers and making sure no one has a sniffle right now is key. So we're just trying to keep the communication really open between the agencies and into the community as a whole.
Okay. And again, if you need some of the services, if you use some of the services, or because of new circumstances mm-hmm. you find yourself in, you need some services, all that information, once you have it, gathered together will be where?
Right. Well, it'll be hosted on the Community Resource Connections website. And I know both United Way and your radio station will have it also mm-hmm. up on our website. So it's a link to their website. They already host this, which is why people had asked us to. And we thought, well, we can just help them update the information. Agencies are used to going to the Community Resource Connections website to find service and times and all of that. So now it'll just have a special hub for this circumstance in particular.
Anything else we need to know?
Oh, man. This is
maybe
just a hard day. Yeah, I was going to say, can I call you later today?
Yeah.
I just say I want the community to know that we're here to help the agencies stay open and continue to serve the people most in need in our community. I think that our community in general is doing such an amazing job of taking care of all different aspects right now, from trying to support restaurants to trying to support the schools and the agencies that are working hard to continue to serve.
Danae Alamano is the executive director of the United Way of the Bemidji area, and she has been one of those that has been very, very busy the last few days. And we thank you for all you're doing. We thank all your agencies for what they're doing, and we thank you for taking the time to share with us today.
Thank you. They are the heart of this community.